This Sunday, individuals around the world will mark World Press Freedom Day by recognizing the plight of journalists in nations where their rights are not accorded under the law. Sadly, this includes many living in our own hemisphere. In Cuba, the repressive regime has gone to great lengths to extinguish freedom of the press and of expression and of independent thought. Many who have had their homes invaded, their families blacklisted, and their lives ruined, merely reporting the facts about the reality of Cuba under the Castro brothers' dictatorship. 6 years ago, in a massive crackdown on independent civil society activists, more than 100 people were detained, with 75 suffering prosecution and then later imprisonment. Of the 75 targeted by the regime for imprisonment, 35 were writers, journalists, and independent librarians. Today, 22 of these courageous individuals remained in prison. In the intervening 6 years, they've been joined by others who dare to express independent thought. Among those arrested during the 2003 Black Spring crackdown was Jose Luis Garcia Peneque, a doctor who became a journalist with the independent news agency Libertad or Freedom in Las Tunas province. In 2003, Cuban state security searched his home and seized his personal possessions. He was prosecuted and convicted under Cuban's Orwellian penal code for acting, and I quote here, against the independence or the territorial integrity of the state. He was sentenced to 24 years in prison. Imagine, 24 years in prison. As technology makes incremental advances in Cuba, the regime continues to clamp down on those using it to speak freely. Around the world, bloggers share information as fast as they receive it. But Cuban bloggers are lucky to have their messages penetrate the regime's repressive internet restrictions. One blogger that has found a way to report on the struggles of Cuban society is a woman named Yoani Sanchez. Yoani Sanchez is able to blog, but she does so at great risk of regime retribution at any moment. We here in the United States, with our traditions of freedom of expression and freedom of the press, often take our freedoms for granted. As we near the 3rd of May, a day in honor of free press around the world, I urge my colleagues to consider all those that are suffering for exercising their inalienable right to free speech.